Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is God Brother Radio, and I'm your host, Mr. Cedric Shabazz, live from Las Vegas, also known as Sin City. Hello, everybody. It's been a minute. Right now, I'm just going to lead you about this particular show today called Options and Entertainment Contracts. And it's very interesting. In this segment, I will be talking about a friend's experience with the major entertainment contract that turned out to be a failure because of the option clauses. His experience with this book publisher was one of heartbreak and illusions, which left them powerless and stuck in a non-profitable contract. Of course, I won't tell you who this book publisher is, but I will be reading his contract, and you can see how clear and deceptive it is. My friend does not blame the publisher, but I learned a valuable lesson about contracts with options. You know, people, when you think about getting a major contract from a publisher, a distributor, a record company, a movie company, people really have to understand that there's not a guarantee. And in all major business contracts, and especially in the entertainment business, there's contracts with a lot of options. There's things that they will do, and there's just things that they won't do because they have the option of not doing it. My friend, you know, he signed a major publishing deal, what he thought was a publishing deal, with the publisher who's one of the biggest independent publishers in the publishing business. And you know, and the thing is that this is his first major contract that he signed with the publisher, because in his last 30 or so years of business, he's worked as an independent. But you know, he told me his 1 year experience, and pretty much how it went with is that he solicited his manuscript to this publisher, who returned had first rejected him. And doing so, he went ahead and decided that he'll actually publish his own manuscript using Blog Talk Radio in four different parts of the book. So basically, he went ahead and had his book published on the radio in four segments. And then what he did is that he sent those four segments back to the publisher, which then was after listening to the four segments and basically just reading the book, had decided that this was something that they wanted to publish. And so my friend was very happy, and they sent him a contract. Now, this is just a lesson of basic 101 business contract, but on the entertainment business, he gave me a copy of his contract. Of course, I won't be able to, like I said, use the name of the publisher contract, but it is a standard publishing contract to a certain extent. Now, my friend said he had the option to take a $5,000 advance and or go ahead and just, you know, count on his royalties to pay him, or should say give him some kind of income. But he chose not to take the advance. And he said that was probably not a good idea, because if he really would have read his contract and he would have really got, you know, wise, or he really looked into his best bet was probably to take that advance, because there's no guarantee that he would receive any kind of royalty checks or anything, because it's a complicated way of business is set up for a author or recording artist or somebody to get paid on royalties. Royalties can be very complicated. So he forgoed the $5,000 advance, and he said that was probably the first lesson that he should have learned, and you know, he won't make that mistake in the future. But you know, his experience was after receiving a contract, this company was actually a vanity publisher, and he did know it was a vanity publisher, and vanity publishers are like people who basically ask you for money to produce your book, or to produce or to help you publish your book, and in return they will do you know, they would do these services. So it's like a joint business deal pretty much. You know, everybody kind of puts their money in it together, which he didn't think was a bad deal. But at the same time, he was looking at it this way. He really believed in his book. He believes in his product. And he believes that he really believed that this company, publishing company, would be behind him and would be interested in making him profitable. Well, you know, what he told me from the experience after being under contract for 1 year, that just had, you know, it just was not so. So, you know, once again, this is your host, Cedric Shabazz, from God Brother Radio, live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we're talking about, again, once again, about this segment is called Options and Entertainment Contracts. Well, let me get right to it. I'm going to read his contract, and I'm going to skip through some things, and then you can generally see where the show is about and what I'm talking about. And, of course, it says publishing and distribution contract on the top. Then it says it should be understood that the author is the creator of all the work, blah, 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 blah. And it says the publisher will provide the author book marketing representative. If needed, the publisher as well, who will assist the author and publisher in the marketing, sales, and the promotion of the work. Now, he told me the thing about getting this book marketer is that once he started working with the book marketing representative, he found out that the book marketing representative, his job was basically to keep sending him emails on how much more money he could spend and to invest it in his book. And that caught him in surprise. He was thinking that this marketing representative was going to call him up and tell him, hey, this is what we're doing with your book. This is where we're sending you, you know, we're sending your book to this location for advertising. We're marketing your book, doing this and that. And in return, the market representative is sending him daily emails about how he can invest more money into marketing his book. So he knew right there that something was wrong with this contract, you know, because it was constantly about you could buy your own book back for a 40% discount and you could go and retail them for a profit. Or it was like, you know what, here we have this special offer that we're advertising in the New York Times. Please send us $1,900 or $2,000, $3,000, and we'll make sure that your book gets advertised in the New York Times. So right there, folks, it was a very red flag that this marketing representative was really just a marketing representative for the publishing company, and he was not per se the author's marketing representative. He was the publisher's marketing representative. So he learned something about that right off the bat. And then it says in his contract that a publicist will be provided. Now, the publicist will be provided for a certain amount of money of such and such and such. Now, my friend went ahead and he told him that he didn't have that kind of money for a publicist, but he would be able to provide something. So they came up with a 50-50 deal on a price, and my friend paid it, and the publicist did release it was a press release, but I don't really know how effective it was, but my friend was able to read about the press release of the date when the book was released last year in June. So, but he doesn't really know how far, what, you know, they sent him a list of news organizations and journalists and media that they sent this press release to. So, you know, he pretty much had to take it for their word for it that they did that. I mean, what else can he do? So, you know, and they make sure that they gave him all the numbers for him to call up to confirm that they have received this this story about the book. So, you know, it was a little 50-50 deal on that, and he didn't feel too bad on that deal right there. He said, okay. But then he starts looking more, let me get more into Section 1 of this so-and-so publishing LLC. It says, provide the resources to produce, market, and distribute the work. Now, what this company did do is they did produce It did market and it did distribute the work. And what I mean is that the book was produced. The marketing was the book was sent to and distributed to over 300 retailers online. It did do that part of the deal. But what is funny about this contract also is that it says that let me see, get to this part here. It says one of the, you know, it says the publisher will also publish the work as an electronic book or e-book, which should be available for purchase and download. Now, they did do that also. So, you know, they did live up to, as far as the production of the book and the retail price, the stock of the book, the proofs, the binding, the standard job description, the book size, copy details. And they did do their job when it came to book distribution. They did arrange for the International Standard Book Number, or the ISBN. They did arrange for the copyright attended for the author's rights. And it did let it know that the author maintains and owns all rights to and of the work, as well as rights to the serialization of work. Okay, blah, 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 blah. And it did say that it did complete a creation, layout, and editing of the commercial book trailer, website, or social networking site package. Now, that right there is they did not do to his knowledge. They did not send him a 15-second, they did not send him a commercial showing that they have made a commercial of his work and that it will be ready to air on this location or that location. They did not at all. And I'm going to read more into that clause of the contract. The published contract says, this is called a multimedia production section. It says, complete creation, layout, and editing of the commercial book trailer, website, or social networking site packaging. And then it goes on to say that to the only language available for the commercial book trailer, website, or social networking site production shall be English, which is understandable. But then it says in part three, it says, the commercial book trailer, if chosen, now the big word is if chosen, that means the option, will be a 15-second representation of the author's work, photographic style, still images. A minimum of so many impressions, thousands of impressions, will air on major cable television networks. Now, my friend said that he did not really pay attention to the if chosen part. He pretty much just thought that is something that they would do. He pretty much figured that was his bad right there. And he should have probably had an option that they guaranteed that they will do a 15-second commercial and air it on major cable news. But he did not. So that was a lesson learned. And it says the website will be a 5-page website with hosting charges paid for by the publisher at no charge to the author. The social network site will be created using Facebook. Now, they did create a Facebook one-page hosting site on Facebook. They did create that, but all they did was put that. I mean, he could have did that himself. I mean, there was no further, they made it sound like they were going to create a whole Facebook page and whole Facebook business thing around his, you know, the fact is he thought that they were going to create a Facebook business online site for his book and that they would would use their logo, so and so publish it, and send that whole thing out to all their distributors or their retailers or somebody. So he thought they were going to take over, because they pretty much said they were going to take over his social media sites that he already has. He has 5 to 7 of them. He had the understanding that they were going to take those over, and they were going to incorporate it in their publishing company for bigger assets to the market, which did not happen, or he just misunderstood it. But and now I'm getting to the marketing part of the contract, and it says provide the author's marketing representative and publicist, like I've always talked to about. And then we'll get down to so-and-so publisher will return to the author the retainer for the publish an amount of so many $1,000s on the thousandth distribution sale of this work, basically saying after the book had sold 1,000 sales that the publish company will return the money that he paid for the publish. But and another thing is that the distribution and royalty schedule, people must understand that this is where a lot of things get tricky in this business and in the entertainment business, because, you know, people think, like it says, so-and-so LLC intends to increase the author's book sales by allowing so-and-so publisher to distribute the author's work with so-and-so line of books on behalf of the author to bookstores, libraries, mass markets, and other markets. Now, the thing about the libraries thing is that my friend said he tried to get his book into all the local libraries in Las Vegas, and they told him that in order for that to happen, that they must use a certain particular distributor. And so he called up the publish company, and he told them, hey, you know, I could get my books in all the libraries in this particular city if you guys use this distributor, so and so, who they use anyways. But to this day, a year later, there's no acknowledgement or no confirmation that they have even put his book available to all the libraries. It may have been, but there's no confirmation that is available. To basically, he feels they did not, and actually the heartbreaking part of that particular deal is that the libraries told them they wanted this book, and told them, you know, they support local artists, and told them that he could have his book in all the local libraries in Las Vegas. So this was going to be a big business deal for him, a big deal. Period, but they did not. So, you know, that was a big letdown also, because once again we're talking about options. Now everything is like, and then, you know, in a way, my friend says he wants to go to go back to talk to his lawyer or another lawyer and say, hey, you know, what can I do to enforce this publishing company to do these things what they said they were going to do in their contract. You know, so he's working on that part of the deal right there. He's 50-50 about that. Now, anyways, it says in the distribution, of course, it says the author's works will be warehoused, sold, invoiced, shipped, collected, and the author's funds will be remitted to the author. Now, you got to understand that every time they produce your work, they warehouse your work, sold, invoiced, shipped, collected, those are all money that has to be recouped before you even get any money from your book. And not only that, you won't, unless you're still working in red, you're not going to get any money until you're working in the black. So it's like it's more like, you know, you could sell 1,000 copies of your book, but then all of a sudden they'll say, well, you owe this money for warehousing, you owe this money for invoicing, you owe this money for shipping, and you owe this money for collecting fees, and you owe this money for this and that. So basically and essentially you're kind of set up to really never get a royalty check. So that's something that my friend wanted to make sure everybody understood when you start signing these big publishing and these big recording contracts. Also, it says, so-and-so publishing shall be allowed to print the number of author's works which they deem appropriate for distribution needs and shall pay for the production costs of those items as well as the shipping to the distribution and wholesale warehouses. So-and-so publishing shall be allowed to keep their company's warehouse inventory the number of author's works which the publisher deems appropriate for inventory. And it also says that the publisher shall not require to show or give cause or accounting as to how the publisher investment and resources are used. For therefore, My friend, the author of the work, has no way of finding out how many books that they have hold, how many books there are in their warehouse, how many books do they, are you know, this or that. This, you know, the publisher says in this contract that he's, it's their right to not let that information be available to him or anyone. Also, it says revenue reports. It says so-and-so publishing will make available to the author an accounting of sales, returns, and collections for the preceding quarter in his or her regular royalty report as outlined in this contract. A charge may apply if the author requests an accounting sales outside of the royalty statement as so-and-so publishing collects from its sales, and the author will be sent his or her portion of those collections. Now, another thing about that is when they give you, you only get a quarter report only when you sold something. In other words, if you didn't sell anything, they're not going to send you a report that says that you did not sell anything. You would have to request the report. If you request the report to see if you sold anything, then they would charge you for the request, and then they'll send you the report that says you basically maybe you have sold nothing. So that way you're still in the red because now basically they have charged you for that request. And it says, as it says, a charge may apply if the author requests an accounting of sales, like I just said. Now, this is another big thing. The author royalty from distribution sales shall be 15% of the sale price, which shall be made quarterly to the author by the end of the month following the previous quarter. All royalties will be paid to the author upon receipt of funds by the publisher from the purchaser. In other words, you don't get paid unless they get paid. Basically, if a retailer or a person has bought the book from the publisher and the publisher has not received the money for that book, they will not pay you for the book until they receive that money. And it also says, it says, from so-and-so publishing warehouse, the author will receive a 40% royalty rate of the sales price of his work paid quarterly off this particular publisher's website. Basically saying they're selling your book on their personal website and they will give you a 40% royalty rate on books sold on their website. But at the same time, they on their website, they have over 2,000 books from other publishers. So you see, they don't have a priority to basically market and sell your book when they got 2,000 other people books out there. So that is one thing that he learned. And it says, no royalty shall be paid to the author on personal copies purchased by the author for the author's personal use if the author receives 100% of royalties from these sales. Well, of course, that's pretty much self-explanatory. Warehousing. You will be charged and paid, or in other words, warehousing, will be charged and paid by publishing company at the per copy rate on arrivals plus per rate per thereafter. It's just saying basically that they are going to charge you for warehousing your book and all your samples, all your covers and everything else, all your expenses, you're going to pay for it. And ownership and insurance, of course, if something happens and then all your books burn up in their warehouse, they're supposed to pay you 40%. According to them, they're supposed to pay you 40% of the inventory that is missing, stolen, or burned. Now, you know, once again, this is Cedric Shabazz from God Brother Radio, and we're talking about today the topic's called options in entertainment contracts. And this is very important to listen to, people, because, you know, if you think that your life is going to change when you sign a major contract with a publisher, a studio, a record company, and this and that, yeah, your life might majorly change, but it may not merely, it might not change for the best. You know, I hear stories about recording artists get $100,000 advance, $150,000 advance, and they have to use that money to you know, produce their product. Not only that, they have to use that money to pay their living expenses. Then they have to make sure they have to go up, put themselves in a situation where they have to go out there and sell their own product. And really, that's, you think about it, that's what it's all about, you know, because these major companies are like, you know, I won't say they have favorites, but they have, you know, like any other major company, they're not going to, you know, they want to put their power, their resources behind who they want to. What makes that criteria, what makes them come to the conclusion that they're going to back so-and-so and not back so-and-so, I have no idea, you know. But this was a very important experience that my friend shared with me for those who are dreaming to get that publishing contract, who's dreaming to get that record deal, who's dreaming to get that movie production deal or whatever. You know, contracts could be very tricky and really very disillusioned. You know, they could promise you the world, they could promise you this and that, but in return, most of the contracts, I believe, do not work out to the benefit of artists anyways. And, you know, from my friend's experience, that's exactly what it says. Then, of course, in the part of its this particular publishing contract, it says, you know, so-and-so marking will list start your book. And it did say that it was going to, you know, list and stock itself into the biggest stores around, and I guess it did, you know. And it says your marketing representative and publicist will work you to schedule book signings in retail stores and will partner you with the creative agency to see your friend. And, you know, my friend, he had a big tour that he was supposed to do, and he thought they were really going to be behind him. And it was basically what they did is they sent them a list of people they contact, stores and stuff, but then you're the one that has to do the follow-up and try to make it work, which is not a problem or nothing. You know, it's still a 50-50 deal. But the bottom line, for friends, I have 3 minutes and 12 seconds left on this particular episode. And I just want to say thank you for listening to God Brother Radio today. This is Cedric Shabazz, your host. And I hope you learned something about major contracts and things of that nature. And once again, you know, just watch who you sign your contract with. Make sure that if you sign a contract, make sure that they have guarantees instead of options. And if they don't do what they say, that you have also a clause in there that has a financial payoff with a certain amount of money to you by a certain amount of date. Make sure you get it notarized. Make sure you have the right lawyer to sign off on it also. So, you know, you could get something out of something, because guarantee you, you know, they made their money, and they really don't care about if you make yours. So once again, this is Cedric Shabazz, once again from Las Vegas, from God Brother Radio. If you'd like to continue to support God Radio, please go to Zazzle. ZAZZLE.com/CedricShabazz, Ced Shabazz, CED, Cedric actually Shabazz, CEDRICSHABAZZ. There you can go to that site and purchase a hoodie, a hat, a shirt, a poster, and, you know, I have over 200 logos there and 5,000 products up there, and that continues to fund God Brother Radio. Thank you so much, and I will be seeing you soon. God bless.